The UN Security Council said this week that all member states should make piracy a crime. There have been a record number of pirate attacks this year. Somalia is something of a hotbed. We're going to get a personal snapshot on the impact of piracy with a story here of South Africans Bruno Pelizzari and Demi Kalitz. A year ago, they were captured as their boat traveled from Madagascar to Mozambique. They are still being held. John Minnell is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
A phone call on a crackly line from Durban to a mobile somewhere in Somalia. After being held hostage for months by pirates, Demi Kalitz is finally about to hear a familiar voice from back home in South Africa.
Hi, Demi.
I can hear you.
How are you doing?
I can hear you there.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, so far.
Be strong.
Okay.
Be strong.
The woman trying to be as positive as she can be on the other end of the line is Vera Hecht, the sister of Debbie's partner, Bruno Pelizzari, who is also being held.
Bruno, how's your health? Are you okay?
Yes, my health is okay. I'm hungry, but other than that, we're okay.
Vera, is there anything else? Is anyone going to get out of here?
We're trying everything we can. We need to collect money. Please, don't lose hope. We're doing everything we can. We'll get you out of there. You'll be home soon.
It's exactly a year since Debbie and Bruno were taken hostage.
Debbie actually turns 50 on the 31st of October, and Bruno is 52. Am I right, Vera?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, they're people who've a passion for sailing.
This is Debbie's brother, Dale Funder Merva.
Bruno and Debbie decided to fulfill their middle-aged sort of dream to sail. They sold everything they had.
They were on the basic yacht that they were coming down from Dar es Salaam. They were quite excited because each one had a grandchild they hadn't met. On the way was the day that's changed all of our lives.
After we were informed by the South African authorities that they had been taken, we didn't have anything for about 7 or 8 weeks. We weren't sure if they were still alive or what was happening, and eventually we both received a call.
Yeah, if I want to save my brother's life, I must call him back.
It was the next day, Vera, that you managed to eventually get through to them, and that's when they made their demand of $10 million.
That's right.
After months of negotiations over the telephone, the amount of money the pirates have been demanding has gone up and down. It's currently standing at $4 million. In the recorded conversation with his sister, Bruno Pelizzari made a direct appeal to the South African government.
Bruce, the government doesn't pay. I'm trying to collect money for your freedom. Oh my God.
A spokesman for the government in South Africa told me the government doesn't entertain demands for ransoms, but that it won't intervene in the family's initiative to attempt to raise the money.
We're running on instinct. There's no guidebook on which way to turn or what to do. We're just doing whatever we can.
That's the story of South Africans Bruno Pelizzari and Debbie Kalitz. Their family members are trying to free them from Somali pirates. The UN Security Council said this week all member states should make piracy a crime. That was John Minnell, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting.